Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we will look at one verse, that is Quran chapter 13 and verse 27, as we will investigate one of the great attributes of Allah, which is written throughout the pages of the Quran. Here is the word of Allah, Quran chapter 13 and verse 27. And those who became infidels say, were it not that a sign had been sent down on him from his Lord, say, surely Allah misleads whom he wills, and he guides to himself those who turn. Now the question was given by the infidels, those who did not believe in Muhammad, that if Allah would perform some signs through his prophet Muhammad so they can be led to Islam, so they can believe that Muhammad is a true prophet or a true messenger from Allah, which is a very reasonable request. After all, when we read the Quran, as I have shared with you many times in the past, you see that many of the previous prophets performed miracles. I know that Muhammad made an error by stating that none of the signs or the miracles which the previous prophet performed have any good result, which means actually people did not believe in the prophets because they performed some miracles, which, by the way, goes against so many of the verses which we read in the Quran about many people believed in the prophets because they performed their signs or their miracles. A good example of that, we know that when Moses performed his miracles in Egypt, not only the Jewish people believed in him and they all followed him out of Egypt to the promised land, but even the sorcerers, those are the Egyptians, they also believed in Moses. And that's why you see Pharaoh got upset and he said, how do you dare believe in Moses without me giving you a permission? Now, the request here in Quran 13:27, the infidels were asking if Muhammad would receive a sign from his Lord so he can be led. And the answer of Allah is a little bit shocking because he said, surely Allah misleads whom he wills. Which means Allah actually chooses not to send any signs or any miracles on Muhammad because he does not want these people to believe in him. Allah did it on purpose. He wanted to mislead the infidel. That's why he did not answer their request by giving some miracle or some signs to Muhammad. But in the same verse, and he, that is Allah, guides to himself those who turn. Well, how can they turn on their own? Is this really a true ideology, a true belief in Islam that people turn away from the evil and accept Islam and become Muslim because of some internal power? Is this the reality in our faith as Christians? Do we just become a Christian because we can do it on our own? Or because of the guidance of the Holy Spirit who convicts us of our sins? And because of what Jesus did on the cross who paid for our sins? And because of the patience of God the Father who continued to minister to our hearts until we turn back to Him? You see, two different ideologies. But what I would like to concentrate on is Allah, the God of Islam, the one who leads others astray. This is the ultimate teaching of the Quran, not just in Quran chapter 13 and verse 27, but throughout the pages of the Quran. So let me give you some examples of other verses. In Quran chapter 2 and verse 26, Allah gave a parable. One of the amazing things about the Quran, that there is no parable whatsoever. Muhammad used the word masalan, which is the word parable, and in reality, I do not see one parable in the Quran. So listen to what Allah said in Quran 2 and verse 26. Surely Allah is not ashamed to give a parable about a mosquito or anything above it. Well, it's supposed to be mosquito or something smaller than it, because in reality, I'm going to give you an example of something small like mosquitoes, or even smaller, not even bigger. But anyway, so as for those who believe, they will know that it is truth from their Lord. And as for those who become infidels, so they will say, what does Allah want by this parable? Well, I have not seen the parable yet. What mosquitoes have to do with a parable? A parable is a story from which we can learn a lesson. So far, I do not know what is a parable to learn the lesson. But continue with the verse. He will lead many astray by it, and he will guide many by it. What is it? The parable. The parable of what? The parable of the mosquito. What mosquito? Only Allah and Muhammad knows. Continue with the verse. And no one will be led astray by it, except the transgressors. Wow. Here we go. Allah lead people astray by some parable about some mosquito, which we do not even know what is a parable. But in simple words, Allah is in charge. He will lead astray whom he will, and he will guide whom he will. Now let's go to Quran chapter 4 and verse 88 to learn a little bit more about that great attribute of Allah, the one who leads people astray. For there we read, what is the matter with you that you divided into two groups concerning the hypocrites, when Allah has cast them off because of what they have earned? Do you desire to guide those whom Allah has led astray? And whomever Allah leads astray, so you will not find for him a way. Notice here, the Muslim people were divided into two groups. Some say we're going to lead the hypocrites back to Allah, and the other said, no, we're not going to do anything about it. And Allah fixed the problem for good by saying, there's nothing you can do. What I choose to lead astray, no one will guide back to me. So do not desire to guide those whom Allah has led astray to the guidance, to Islam. Because it is true. If Allah leads someone astray, he will never find a way. It is over for that person who have been led astray by Allah. And if that's the case, why Muslims do da'wah? And da'wah is to invite the people of infidelity to Islam. If Allah desires for some Americans to be guided to Islam, for sure they will be Muslims. And if Allah chooses for the rest of this country to continue to be infidels, for sure they will be infidels. And there is nothing anyone can do to lead someone whom Allah led astray to become a Muslim believer. From the reading of these verses, we may assume that it's only Allah who can lead people astray or guide them to Islam. But if you go with me to Quran chapter 4 and verse 113, we read, and were it not for the bounty of Allah on you and his mercy, a group of them tried to mislead you, and they will not mislead except themselves. Notice here that a group of the infidels were about to mislead Muhammad himself, the prophet of Allah, the greatest of all, which is a great evidence that Allah did not have any higher power to mislead people, because Allah can mislead people and people can mislead other people, as we read here that people can even mislead Muhammad, the prophet of Allah. What a great attribute to Allah, which we can find to even everybody else in the world, especially the infidels. In other amazing verses in Quran chapter 4 verses 142 and 143, we read, surely the hypocrites deceived Allah and he deceived them. And when they stand up for prayer, they stand lazily to be seen of people, and they do not remember Allah except a little, wavering between this, belonging neither to these nor to those, and whomever Allah leads astray, so you will not find a way for him. Notice here that the hypocrites, who are Muslim in name only, which by the way, they will be in the bottom of the hell, that is hell number 7, and they will never get out of hell forever. These hypocrites deceived Allah. And Allah deceived them. And I do not know, how can Muslim read such a verse in the Quran and make sense out of it? I can deceive people. People can deceive me. But how can people deceive Allah? That is exactly what Allah said in the Quran. Surely the hypocrites deceive Allah, and Allah deceives him. And the best way to understand the deception of Allah, it is He, Allah Himself, who led them astray. Allah leads astray, as you will not find a way for him. Which means the deception of Allah is greater than the deception of the infidels.
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Now let's go to Quran chapter 6 and verse 39. For there we read, and those who denied our verses are deaf and dumb in the darkness. Whomever Allah wills, He leads astray, and whom He wills, He makes him on a straight way. Once again, what do we learn from that verse? Allah leads people astray. And how does Allah lead those specific people astray? It's just because they denied the verses of the Quran. They are in darkness for not accepting the truth of the word of Allah in the Quran. And why Allah did that? It's very simple, because He wants to lead them astray, and they will never find a straight way. Same chapter, that is Quran chapter 6 verse 116, Allah is warning Muhammad not to obey the people in this world, because if he does, they will mislead him from the way of Allah. As Allah stated, and if you obey most of those who are on the earth, they will mislead you from Allah's way. They follow only the conjecture, and they only lie. I love it in the following verse, at verse 117, when Allah said, surely your Lord, He knows best those who go astray from His way, and He knows best who are the guided. Why is that? Because we just have read in many verses of the Quran, and the rest of the Quran teach the same message, because it is Allah Himself who leads people astray. So if Allah is the one who leads people astray, for sure Allah knows those who have been led astray, because that is the work of His hands. And how does Allah lead people astray? It's very simple. Let's read together that which is written in Quran chapter 6 and verse 125. So whomever Allah desires to guide, He opened His chest to Islam. And whomever He desires to mislead, He will make His chest extremely narrow, as though He is only ascending to the heaven. Likewise, Allah made the uncleanness on those who do not believe. You see, it's very simple. If Allah wants to mislead somebody, He will make that somebody chest Actually, they meant heart here, to be so narrow that there was no room for Allah. And how does Allah do that? It's very simple. He made his rajas, all the sin of the world, to be on them, so they will not believe in Allah. But if Allah wants to guide somebody, he will open his heart to Islam. And that is how it will be very easy for some of the infidels to change and to become good Muslims by accepting Islam. The message of Allah, the misleader, is all over the Quran. We're talking about over 40 verses where we read about Allah misleading people and how it is a hopeless situation. Even if I want to be a Muslim, if I want to believe in Allah, if I want to believe in the Quran, if I want to believe in Muhammad, if I really, really want to be a Muslim and Allah chose for me not to be Muslim, it is over. There is no way I will be guided by anyone, because it is only up to Allah for me to believe or for me to be misled to spend eternity in hell. For example, in Quran chapter 7 and verse 178, we read, "Whomever Allah guides, so he is the guided, and whomever he leads astray, so those are the losers." I am not a loser because I choose to be a loser, but I am a loser because Allah chose for me to be a loser, simply because he chose to lead me astray and he does not want me to be guided. In verse 186 of Quran chapter 7, we read, "Whomever Allah leads astray, so there is no guide for him, and he will leave them in their rebellion blindly." Yes, indeed, it's all up to Allah. I have no say for it. If Allah wants me to be led astray, that's where I am. If Allah wants to guide me, that's where I will be. Now, will Allah guide some people and then he leads them astray? What a trick question, Brother Usama. No. That's a serious doctrine in Islam. If we go to Quran chapter 9 and verse 115, we read, "And it was not of Allah to lead people astray after he had guided them until he showed them what they fear. Surely Allah knows all things." Notice here, Allah already here have guided some people, but then he said he will not lead them astray until something happened. What is that? Until he showed them what they fear. Allah, the knower of all things, he have a plan to guide some people, and then he shows them what they are afraid of, and then he leads them astray. Wow. One of the great verses we read in the Quran about Allah, who led Pharaoh and his leaders astray, and he did it by blessing them. For in Quran chapter 10 and verse 88, we read, "And Musa said, Our Lord, surely you have given Pharaoh and his leaders adornment and money in this world's life, our Lord, that they may err from your way. Our Lord, hide on their money and harden on their hearts, that they will not believe until they see the painful torment." Imagine with me, that is the Allah, the God of the Quran, the God of Islam. He made Pharaoh rich. He made his leaders rich with the adornment and with the money of this world. Why did he do that? According to Prophet Moses, that they may be led astray. And then Moses praying to Allah, that sincere prayer, "Oh God, please make sure that they will not believe in you until they see the painful torment." What a great heart of a great prophet, Moses, concerning Pharaoh and his people. By the way, in the Quran, as you already know, Moses did not go to Egypt just to take the children of Israel out of Egypt, but he was sent by Allah to lead Pharaoh and his people to believe in Allah. But somehow, they did not believe. And now we know they did not believe simply because Allah, the misleader, the one who would love to lead people astray, actually is the one who causes Pharaoh and his leaders not to believe. And with the help of his great prophet, Prophet Moses, and the answer for the great prophet Moses' prayers, now we know for sure that's why neither Pharaoh nor his people believed in Allah. The guidance in Islam can be only given by Allah to people if the people choose for themselves to accept the guidance, which is actually the contradiction of all what we just have read in the previous verses. For in Quran chapter 10 and verse 108, we read that strange word of Allah. For here we see Allah stated, "Say, O you people, indeed the truth has come to you from your Lord. So whoever is guided, so surely he is only guided to himself. And whoever goes astray, so surely he only strayed against it. And I am not a guardian over you." Here is Muhammad is telling all the Muslim believers, the truth has come from Allah. And if you are guided, you are guided yourself. And if you went astray, you went astray by yourself against the truth of Allah. So who's in charge for my being guided or being led astray? It's me. If all what I have to do is just take the truth and believe it and I'll be guided, or reject the truth and be misled. But wait a minute. Didn't we just read in the Quran that the affair of people can only be decided by Allah, who leads astray whom he wills and he guided whom he wills? This is what we call the continuing contradictions of the teaching of the word of Allah in the Quran, as you see it happening over and over and over again. This is the reality of Islam. This is the reality of the teaching of the word of Allah in the Quran. And we only shared with you less than half of the verses of the word of Allah in the Quran, where we learn about Allah, the one who mislead people. He is the misleaders. And if you investigate the rest of the teaching of the Quran concerning hell and paradise, you find why Allah chooses to mislead people. It's very simple. It is as it is written from the beginning of the creation Islam. Allah did that for one purpose and one purpose only. He misled people to send them to hell, because Allah's desire is to fill hell with people and jinn. That's not the God of the Bible. For the Bible is very clear. God wants all people to believe and to accept his truth. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity. Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.